And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And on this Thursday, we've got a lot of segments we're going to get to here. And we're going to start with Fort Riley here at the top of the program. We'll have a couple segments with Fort Riley, talking first about Corvius Solutions Investment. Plus, later on, we'll be talking about the 1st Infantry Band Holiday Concert. We'll get a little music here, holiday music for you as well. Let's start, though, with our first segment here. Angela Watson, Operations Director with Corvius, joins us here. And it's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what Corvius is and the partnership you have with Fort Riley right now.
So Corvius is the private Army partner that helps manage their family housing program. So we joined Fort Riley in 2006, and we manage everything from the day-to-day operations to the long-term planning and sustainability of the project to make sure we have the best housing for soldiers and their families.
There was a major news announcement here, I think it was back in October, about a construction project you have coming up, and that's a big deal for you guys.
It's a huge deal. So we're the first of the private partners to do something like this. It's a $325 million total project that benefits six installations, and Fort Riley is one of those. We're the first one, and we get a little over $60 million of it, $16 million of it for an energy project, and then the other $40 for some other immediate impacts.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about what's going to be upgraded out there.
So all of our homes, we have 3,827 homes. Every one of them will get some energy projects, which include all new LED lighting. We're also going to do that in all the neighborhood areas with the street lamps. There also will be focused on the plumbing. So we'll use new toilet fixtures with upgraded water conservation technology, the same with bathrooms and sinks, and then shower heads as well. And then every home also will get upgraded thermostats, so smart thermostats that have Wi-Fi capability. And then we have some homes that will actually see some full HVAC replacements, but that's largely what all the homes will get.
All right. And it sounds like this is maybe long overdue for Fort Riley. There's a lot of homes maybe that are older, and this was going to update them.
Yeah. I mean, anytime, like I said, we came back in 2006. And so as things age, we have a very large historic home population. And so this gives us a chance to get into those homes and give them some of the same energy efficiencies that the newer ones have.
And you mentioned how much is being invested here. Why was Fort Riley chosen here?
So Fort Riley has, I would like to say, we have good bones. We have a good foundation, a good setup, and we have a good mix of new homes and old. And we're far enough into the project that it was kind of time to take a look at what needed to be completed. And so we've got all the great things in place. We have a great construction team that's local at Fort Riley, and so it's just a good project to select.
All right. Well, you were there for the groundbreaking there in October, and obviously a big project here, and anytime you're saving energy, that's a great opportunity here for saving money as well. Any estimate on how much they'll be able to save over time?
Once the project is complete on all installations, Corvius anticipates to save approximately $6 million a year. So it's huge savings that lets us then focus on, again, the sustainability and money to invest in the future projects.
All right. And what about residents themselves? How they'll benefit?
So the resident themselves won't see much of a noticeable difference in regards to their home. I mean, they will experience the upgraded fixtures and the upgraded lighting, but the major impact is, one, the environmental footprint improvement, as well as just the financial savings that allow us to be able to provide quality housing for future soldiers and their families even 50 years from now.
And as far as families living in on-post housing, what will the overall impact be for them?
So we worked really hard to make it as minimal as possible. So there's two phases, a scouting phase and an implementation phase. The scouting phase is complete and went off without a hitch. So we anticipate the implementation phase being the same. So for all the homes, with the exception of the ones receiving the full HVAC, it's about 2 to 4 hours in each home on a single day. And we've got Johnson Controls partnering with our local construction teams. So we think it'll have minimal impact.
Well, that's good to hear. Angela Watson again, Operations Director with Corvius, joining us here on In Focus today. As far as the timeline for the completion of these projects, when will construction, is construction already underway?
So we have some not energy-related projects that are already underway, but the energy piece of it will start in January, okay. And we anticipate it being complete by July of 2021.
Okay. Well, so that's not too long, about 18 months.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Other than energy conservation measures, what are some other investment projects that are happening on Post?
We've had a lot of great stuff going on. We opened our self-help store so for residents to come and get things if they're do-it-themselvers or things they want to resolve. They can get those there. We did a historic main post roof project. We have 32 full renovations of historic homes in the area. We're also building 96 new homes up in the Warner Peterson neighborhood. We did landscape improvements and park improvements. So 2019 has been a big year, and 2020 will be as well. So
yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. Well, this partnership, you can see that continuing here to flourish here going forward?
Oh, absolutely. We have a great relationship with both our housing partners and the Garrison and our construction team. So we're excited for what we're doing now and definitely what's to come.
Well, this is definitely going to upgrade a lot of facilities out there and, you know, modernizing. I think that's a big key here.
Big key,
here.
Yes. Great word. That's the perfect word.
Yeah. Well, anything else we should know about the project?
No, just that, like I said, we continue to work on the relationship. And at the end of the day, our main focus is to provide quality, safe, great housing for our soldiers. And we're really happy and blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do that. So.
Well, it's a great opportunity here. Again, Corvius is helping with the project here, and you can read. We actually have a story from back in October on our website, newsradiokman.com. If people want to learn more about Corvius, how do they get a hold of you there?
So they can reach us on the website, community offices. They can also call our main office at 785-232-7032, and we're always available.
Okay. Angela Watson, Operations Director with Corvius. Thank you so much for coming
out.
That'll do it here for segment number one. We'll come back, talk about the 1st Infantry Band. They have a holiday concert this weekend. Stay tuned.